This is the second part of the Contently Managed 2011 social media predictions. We've already mentioned that Twitter, Facebook and YouTube will be mainstays for businesses for 2011. Another one that will be very important is the good old blog. Now, many people have said that blogging is on a decline, a bit like many say that about traditional newspapers. But blogging's not going to die out. It may well be the case that individuals are moving on to micro-conversations on the likes of Facebook and Twitter. But for companies and corporations, blogging's still going to be a large, large thing for a couple of reasons. One, it's a great area for depth of content. Tweets and Facebook allow you to say only so much to a certain limit. A blog, you can go on for as long as you want. You can include video, you can include audio, you can include pictures. It's a strong depth and variety of content you can't get anywhere else. Blogs are also a great hub for all of your overall social media activity. You know, you can have a blog embedded in your website, then link out to everything else that you're doing. And lastly, you can't replace a press release with a tweet, unless it's a very, very short press release. But these things, that when taken together, blogging's still there for businesses and for corporations. You know, early adopters who've been blogging for over a decade may think it's passé, but for a lot of businesses who are still in the early adoption cycle, for them, of blogging, you know, it's got years to go, and I think we'll see it have legs for a long, long time yet. Newspaper circulation, similarly, will continue to drop, but they aren't going anywhere. Newspapers will continue into 2011, but we'll see plenty of acreage written about the fact that the press is doomed. It's not, it's here to stay for a good while yet. Location, though, is stalling, and one of the reasons for this, particularly in parts of Scotland, is that you just can't log into the likes of Foursquare quickly. You can't get the signal strength. Sometimes the software actually drops down your signal strength, so even though the phone's working, you know, Foursquare is a great example of this. The software seems to knock two bars off iPhones very often, and this is going to put people off. If they can't just quickly flick into it and say, I'm here, and then flick back off, they're not going to do it. And similarly, they're also looking for a reason to do it. You know, if they're giving you privacy, if they're advertising where they are and advertising your brand or venue, then what's in it for them? I think you'll see some clever uses of CRM software starting to implement hooks into geolocation, and it'd be a great way to see how devoted a customer actually is to your brand or place. One thing that will continue to do well next year is video. Most of it will be done terribly though. Video is still like when everyone got their first desktop publishing package. They had bold, italics, underlines, cartoony typefaces, all in one paragraph. You're still seeing lots of people play with video, and audio is still coming very much second best in that. One sort of video benefit there will be though this year is TV. TV will do well from especially the likes of Twitter. 2010 saw TV companies realise that Twitter was a great use for people chatting via hashtags and so on about a show while it was broadcast. It was a great way of building instant community and really, really, really worked well on a lot of occasions. BBC Question Time does well with it. White Mackay Whiskey did it and used it to great effect. When a darts event was cancelled, they used the Twitter stream to get pertinent information out to people about where to get water, how to be safe, how to get home. And I think we'll see more of that in the years to come as companies engage. STV in Scotland should do quite well with this. They have a team which involves the very digitally talented Mary Harper. And it'll be good to see what comes out of their house this year, because STV have really, really embraced digital in 2010. However, many still haven't embraced it. And many PR and marketing firms still pay lip service. Some don't get it. Some still think it's a fad. But you know, hopefully, you know, those who don't do it will perhaps keep their strengths elsewhere. Others, you know, will learn, and some will sadly fall away. But one company that may do very, very well is the Big Partnership, who have spent some good time and money in Scotland putting together an excellent team on this.